Thank you very much. We'd like to start up again. Eric's already been introduced, and I'd just like to not reintroduce him, but let him start.
Hi. Thanks, everyone.
Chrissy blew my cover, so I'm not here incognito anymore. I'm not going to talk about Vogue, but I'm going to tell a story with pictures, so perhaps it has something to do with what I used to do. I'm a former colleague of Ken's. I don't know whether any of you know that Ken came from SUNY Central, and unless you're keeping that hidden, I don't know. Did I blow your cover? Ken did have another job before he came here. And the school I work at is a SUNY school, and we were lucky enough to. It may have felt as though he won. So he was actually collecting a salary, but so we had the opportunity to collaborate on a number of projects, none of which were ever realized, which may have made them better. I'm going to talk about a project that I worked on this summer in a country called Lesotho in Africa. It was an AIDS education project, and I'm just going to tell you the story before I start showing the pictures of how I got involved in it. I have a friend who was graduating from a school of social work in New York at Hunter College, and she had organized a popular education conference last year, maybe in January of last year. And that conference was a weekend conference that brought together educators and social workers and community activists, and she asked me to come to it and to participate, which I gladly did. And there was a track in that conference about theater for development. And I had never heard of theater for development before. I had never heard of it before. And I don't know whether anyone in this room has heard of theater for development in law. And when I finish my whole story, you'll get an idea of what it's about. And she suggested that I follow that track, which is what I did during the week, or during the weekend. One of the things that I learned about it is that theoretically it's derived from the work of Paulo Freire from Brazil and his theoretical and active work in adult education. And the theory was modified to become appropriate for theatrical work by a disciple of his named Augusto Boal, who's also a Brazilian. I followed that track for the weekend, and 2 days later, a colleague of mine from Empire State College, which is also part of the SUNY system, called me up and said, "Eric, a friend of mine is giving a course in theater for development, and I really think you'd be interested in taking it." And I said, "Gee whiz, you're right, I would. When does it start?" He said, "Tomorrow." He said, "Call her up and see if there's room for you to get into it," which I did, which there was. And then out of that, there was a call to participate in this project, and I applied and was accepted, and that's how this whole thing began. That's how my involvement with this project began. I'm going to start this presentation with the end. The end being, we had just given, those of us who participated from the United States, there were five of us in the United States, we just gave a residency at Empire State College, a 3-day intensive, or 2-day intensive workshop, where we attempted to pass along the skills that we learned working in Africa to other people who would then take these skills back to their community. And this is a little, have patience, I know it works, a little actual promo piece, just waiting for the mouse to work, promo piece about the residency, and I'll give you a little taste of this, and then I'll go on from there.
Of gossip, of silence, and HIV and AIDS.
Please help me, I've been raped!
Hold
computer in front of you.